David Kaufelt was your classic New Yorker gone tropical. He moved here with his wife Lynn in the mid-1970s and took to the place like a pelican to water. He published several novels, including one called American Tropic, which followed the history of Florida from the Spaniards to the Cuban Revolution. Kaufelt was partial to linen suits and wild shoes. Here he is in a 1990 Florida Public Radio profile, giving a literary walking tour of the island.
A lot of tourists come to Key West and they only see Duval Street or the Pier House and what have you. And I wanted them to see what Key West really looks like.
Where that cement wall starts is called Windsor Compound, and it was the first of the so-called literary compounds in Key West. A lot of writers moved in there, and they put a swimming pool in the middle.
In the early 1980s, Kaufelt tried to convince a group of New York publishers to send several A-list writers down.
For the Council for Florida Libraries lecture series. And the publishers weren't interested.
Arlo Haskell is associate director of the Key West Literary Seminar.
According to David, they said, you know, nobody in Florida even knows how to read, and they certainly don't buy books. So David, you know, knew that wasn't the case, and he said, you know, we've got enough writers in Key West to do it ourselves. You know, we don't need you guys. We're just going to do it, and we're going to have a great literary event in Key West. So that was the story he told.
So in 1983, Kaufelt and a band of bookish locals struck out on their own and created the Key West Literary Seminar. Over the next 30 years, the seminar grew from a modest event held at the local library to an annual four-day immersion weekend. Today, it draws writers at the peak of their powers. They speak about their work, they give readings, and occasionally they argue with each other. Themes have included the natural world, historical fiction, crime fiction, food writing, poetry, and literature in the age of AIDS. Sessions often sell out months in advance. Margaret Atwood, Derek Walcott, Jim Harrison, Laura Lippman, Calvin Trillin, Amy Tan, Judy Blume, and William Gibson have all taken part in the seminar. The list could keep on going for a long time. The point is, the seminar has helped keep Key West from ossifying into the historic home of Hemingway and Tennessee Williams and allowed it to remain central to the living, breathing writers of today.
I mean, I think for me, you know, growing up in Key West, the seminar matters because it makes and keeps Key West a literary place, and it keeps Key West a place where writing happens, where writers are real people that you can get to know and get to read their work and hear them talk and interact with them.
Freud said that we are at our most creative when we're in our very early youth, before we're 5 years old. And that's where we are here. We wear shorts, we ride bicycles, we're surrounded by pirates. They're cocaine pirates, but they're still pirates. We have the water, it's a great symbol of the unconscious. And we're free to be children here and let our spirits go. There's nobody in suits and ties telling us what we have to do or making us feel guilty.
Next year will be the first seminar in 30 years that Kaufelt has not attended. I'm Mark Hedden in Key West.